Welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. Today we talked to Humble Boys head basketball coach Jason Thurm about Friday night's thrilling victory over Clary and Goldfield Downs, girls basketball coach Rod Mooney, and Humble wrestling head coach Chad Beeman on the sectional meet on Saturday. First, I caught up with Coach Thurm following Friday's 68-62 overtime win over Clary and Goldfield Downs. Here's our conversation.
Coach, I've seen a lot of basketball games in my life, but that one's up there. That was a special game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was crazy. Two great teams, and just going toe-to-toe the whole night with it. It's just a little bit speechless right now. But, both teams, Clarion kids played their tails off, and they've been there all year, and they find ways to win the game. And the way we responded to the run that they had in the third quarter there was just phenomenal. Our kids just don't have any quit in them, and we were able to scratch that one out.
I don't know where to start, but how about we start where it all started early on in the game. The game started as well as you could have asked for.
Yeah, we got off to a great start with it. We got some good looks down low with it. Kids found Ben down there, and we were able to get out and run a little bit with that. It's great to get off to that start, but a team like Clarion's going to respond to that, and they chipped away at it. But I thought we played a good first half. Defensively, I thought we were a little over-aggressive. Clarion likes to run a lot of Princeton-style action with a lot of backdoor cuts, and they got us on that a couple times with it. But I thought in the second half, outside of that run, our kids made good adjustment, and we did a better job helping on state, and we were forcing them into some bad looks. So it was crazy.
And just how do you get into overtime? First off, you went on that big run to cut it to two, but then that fourth quarter was just really tight. And then how about Will Ornes tonight? We've talked about him all season, but he was really clutch for you.
Yeah, Will came up big. Obviously, the three-point shot to put us up, and then he hit a couple free throws down the stretch for us. But it was all game too. I mean, he hit some shots early in the game, and he gets after it. And like I've said before, he has some dynamic ability, and he can get you from a number of ways. And we were able to get him free a few times tonight.
And you just had a big challenge tonight in Connor State. How good of a player is he?
He's good. I mean, this kid's been playing varsity since he's been a freshman, and he's just a load. He gets the ball down the low block, and he's able to find a way to put that thing in there. He plays out of the high post, and they run the offense through him a lot as well. So he's just good, and phenomenal competitor. I definitely won't be sorry to see him graduate this year, but wish him and wish that team all the best in the postseason here. I have a feeling that they're going to make a pretty good run too.
And now you move on to Iowa Falls Alden on Tuesday night. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's right now it's just we're going to enjoy this one with it. But when you start looking at the conference scheme of things, and we still got a ways to go. We got two games next week against very good opponents. It's never easy to go to Iowa Falls, especially on a Tuesday night, and they usually seem to save their best for us. So we're gonna get rested up here and recover, and we'll get after it on practice on Monday and be ready to go Tuesday.
That's Humble head basketball coach Jason Thurm. Next is my conversation with Coach Mooney following Friday night's win over Clary and Goldfield Downs.
Coach Rod Mooney, Coach, you got the win tonight. How'd you do it?
Well, we had to work pretty hard to get it, but I thought we did a nice job of kind of sharing the basketball. We did a nice job of having a balanced offense tonight. They did a nice job of trying to take Morgan out of the game in the second half. And we did a nice job of trying to play through our posts at that point. And we had to kind of slow down and be a little bit more patient. But I thought our posts, Marissa and Kayla and Bella, did a nice job of working the high low action against their box and one and finding open shots.
How big was it early to get in transition and get easy buckets?
It's our key all year. It's been our key all year long. That's sort of our bread and butter. I thought we did a nice job of forcing turnovers and then getting out and running, and it's more fun. Kids like it. You know, it's fun to watch. It gets contagious for the girls. You know, they start running lanes hard, hoping that they're going to be on the end of, you know, wherever that next pass takes us. And, so, you know, it gave us a nice buffer. And then, unfortunately, Alexis got into foul trouble and fouled out. And so we had to utilize some of the depth on our bench. I thought Caitlin and Paige Nelson came in and played good minutes and, you know, were able to play turnover-free basketball and, you know, get the basketball to the places we needed to get it to and then score.
And on the other side for Clarion, how impressed were you with Lane? She had a really big game, her number 10. I think she had 23 on the night. Big game for her.
Yeah, she's had big games against us before. She's a good kid. You know, she's a good shooter, and we knew she was capable of doing stuff like that, you know. And so our key was to try to make the shots hard and then try to limit everybody else. And, you know, she kept them in it for a long time and knocked down some tough shots.
And for my player of the game, I gave it to Kayla. I thought she had a really big game. Are you okay with that pick?
Oh, yeah. She hit a lot of big shots for us down the stretch there. And, you know, she was active all night long. You know, she was active on the defensive boards. And then got the payoff when they started going boxing one, because she was the one sneaking around underneath the zone at the bottom, and Marissa did a good job of finding her. I thought the other girls did a nice job of finding her. So, you know, it's nice. You know, she's put a lot of good work in, and she's gotten much stronger as the years have gone on, and you know, this is sort of a testimony to it.
Well, Coach, postseason right around the corner. What's next for your team?
Well, I don't know. We still don't know. They haven't released 4A, at least when I left school today. You know, so that's easy for us. So, that, you know, our focus is on Iowa Falls next Tuesday. And, you know, one game at a time. And once we get past that one, then we'll worry about the postseason. Hopefully we'll find out soon. But, you know, just as easy to keep our focus on Iowa Falls next week on Tuesday, and that's okay too.
That's Humboldt basketball coach Rod Mooney. Next up is Coach Beeman talking all things Humboldt wrestling.
You know, the kids have had a great week of practice. Varsity hasn't wrestled in almost 10 days in a competition. We kind of do that intentionally. They had a really good week that last week coming into preparation for postseason. We got to, you know, avenge a loss to Algona and beat them by 24. You know, beat a really good West Marshall team on that Thursday, and ended up going 6-0 for the week. So kids really had a great week last week, and then that fed into this week. Had a really good week of preparation. Practices have been quite a bit shorter and more intense. And the kids have been really crisp and have had an outstanding week, so we're ready to go.
And now you host the sectional meet on Saturday at home. How excited are you and your kids to host that meet?
Yeah, it's you know, you would like to think that hosting events like that are kind of a big honor, but it's nice to be able to host things in town here where, you know, we'll never turn that down, but it is a lot of work. It's a lot more work just between setting up mats and track wrestling and organizing different things. It takes a lot of work, but we don't mind doing it, you know, especially if we get a host right here in town and make it convenient for our local fans.
And for those that maybe aren't so familiar with how the postseason works and how sectionals work, can you kind of explain a little bit how this meet will go and just what is on the line for your athletes?
At the sectional tournament, individuals have to place in the top two in order to advance to the district tournament. So then at the district tournament, there's technically only four wrestlers because we're bringing in another sectional as well. And then the top two from the district tournament advance on to state. There's individual, you know, advancement on the line. And then from a team standpoint, so sectional team champions, and then the next highest ranked 8 teams advance to the regional duels next Tuesday. So the final duel rankings of the year had us at number 13 out of the 96 teams that are in 2A. Even if we did not win the sectionals, we should be in those regional duels, but we're sure not going to put a chance, you know, to not be involved in those, and we're going to try and put ourselves in a position to, you know, win that ourselves, so not give a chance. Then from the regional duel standpoint, so 3 teams end up in a regional duel, and then that champion ends up being the state individual qualifier. So there's just 8 state qualifiers out of the 96 teams in 2A.
Sure. And can you provide a little bit of a lineup that you'll have for your wrestlers on Saturday so people can look for who to expect on the mat on Saturday?
So we won't know the actual seeds until about, probably about 10:30. But I'll kind of run through my lineup and give you, approximately, because we have a pretty good idea on where our athletes will be seated. But I'll just start off at 106. We'll have Kyler Sirks, should be seated number 2 at 106. At 113, we have Mayall, who should be seated number 2 at 13. 120, DJ Mira should be seated number 2 at 120. At 126, Jaden Gargano will be seated number 1. 132, Dusty Pate will be seated number 1. 138, Jace Goodell will be seated either first or second. 145, Ty Gargano should be seated number 2. 152, Joe Weider will be seated number 1 or number 2. 160, Landon Halverson should be seated number 3. 170, Gage Allen, he'll be seated in the top 3. I'm kind of unsure how that'll shake out, but should be seated in the top 3. At 182, we'll have Christian Alcala, senior, will be seated 3 or 4. At 195, we'll have Christian Lee, and Christian will be seated anywhere from 3rd to 5th. One of those guys that's really, really come on this year. At 220, we'll have another senior in Tanner McKimmy, will be seated number 4. And then at 285, Brady Marsh will be seated number 5.
All right, Coach, great to look at your what you'll have for your team on Saturday. And just want to wrap it up by saying we'll be broadcasting the sectional meet on Saturday, and I wish you luck.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. We appreciate the coverage this year, and go Wildcats.
That's Chad Beeman, Humble Head Wrestling Coach. Thank you to all of our guests on this week's edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. Have a great day, and go Cats.